Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, I'm going to jump in right away. Once again, we are waiting the start of a press conference in Uvalde with the latest information. We are going to that press conference. We also have Congresswoman Angie Craig on the line. We expect the press conference to start soon. But as I've stated many times before, sometimes they don't start on time. So let's get to Congresswoman Angie Craig, who was with us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Angie, always a pleasure. Why should we believe off this tragedy something will change legislatively at the federal level and we will have a chance, no guarantee, but a chance to stop the level of mass shootings which continue in our country unlike any other country on the planet?
Well, Chad, thank you for having me on to talk about such a serious situation. And here's the truth. The U.S. House of Representatives is doing its job. We have passed the Bipartisan Background Checks Act. We have passed some extreme risk protection order bills. We have passed a bill that would regulate large capacity ammunition in our country. We don't have a Senate that will act. And I'm as frustrated as a member of Congress. I'll be candid. I'm just as frustrated as your listeners are on this topic. And, Chad, I am living proof that it is possible to believe in the Second Amendment and also support common sense gun safety legislation. I'm a member of my local gun club, my boys trap shoot. We hunt as a family. And, you know, most folks in my district, which remember, is a district that is as evenly divided politically as any in the nation. We believe that we can both support the Second Amendment and do everything we can to keep children and communities safe. And I just want to say,
let me ask you this, trying to get some information in quickly, just in case we go to this press conference, and I really want to get your words. If the Senate says, okay, we're going to take what the House passed, but we want to add items that Republicans believe in more, including greater scrutiny and security at schools, greater money for mental illness. Are there areas which you previously have not supported where you would make the accommodation to try to get the bigger bill passed?
The answer to that is I am open to taking one step forward, even if we can't take the 10 that we all know we need to take. You know, other nations don't have less vulnerable schools. They don't have fewer mental health challenges. What sets us apart is the ease in which a teenager can purchase 2 assault weapons and nearly 1,000 rounds of ammunition less than a week after his 18th birthday, and then use those weapons to slaughter 19 innocent children. Chad, as I've talked to people, I don't think it is as widely known as I think it should be, that under federal law right now, you have to wait until you're 21 years old to buy a handgun in the United States. But for some inexplicable reason, an 18-year-old can legally enter a gun store and purchase 2 assault rifles and 1,000 rounds of ammunition. So that's an area where, to be candid, yesterday, my colleagues and I were on the phone. We were texting each other most of the day yesterday from the House of Representatives. And today I made some statements about, I think that we haven't been as focused as we should be on raising the age for assault weapons from 18 to 21. I'd like to ban them all, but that is likely not going to get the support. Can we at least create parity in federal law for assault weapons? There is one common thread between Buffalo and what happened in Texas this week. 18-year-olds walked in and bought assault weapons, and it allows them to literally massacre our children. My constituents are really tired of sending their young children, high school children, to school and having to worry about whether or not they would be shot in a school. I've got a 7-month-old grandson, and I was thinking about yesterday just how fearful I will be in 4 years when he has to walk into a public school each day to go to school. We don't have to live like this in America, but we do have to figure out a way to have this conversation. And I know people are impassioned about it. I know it is very upsetting. You know, I'm encouraged to hear that a few Republican members in the Senate have at least expressed some interest in finding progress. But I learned a long time ago not to put my faith in the U.S. Senate. And so I'll just end with this, Chad. Folks at an event last night asked me, what can we do? Well, you got to hold the House with enough people who will vote for these bills if you want change. But, you know, you got to go find 2 more senators in our country who would be willing to do the right thing in our nation. 2 more. That's it. Let's focus. We got to hold the House. That's my job, to help hold the 2nd District of Minnesota. But we have to go find 2 more senators who will do the right thing on this and many other issues.
I know you have to leave in 2 minutes. Let me ask you one last question. For the folks who are listening right now and who are compassionate and are empathetic, but listen to this and say, what you're going to do is you're going to make the laws harder for legal citizens to try to get their guns, and that the individuals who really need to be stopped, these laws won't do anything to stop them. That isn't a small group who feels that way, Congresswoman.
Sure.
What do you say to those individuals?
Doing one thing will not stop all shootings, but doing one thing may stop a few, and one thing more may stop another few. This is not about law-abiding gun owners. I personally am a law-abiding gun owner. That's not what this is about. We are the only country in the world that is experiencing these mass casualty situations. And the truth is, the reason that we are the only country in the world is because our laws are different than other countries. So I would say I'm listening to you. I hear that you want your Second Amendment rights protected. I think we can do both. I think we can protect Second Amendment rights, and I think that we can keep our kids in our communities safer. I think we can come together on this.
Angie, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Chad.
Second District Congresswoman Angie Craig. Again, we are monitoring an expected press conference with multiple law enforcement officials from the state of Texas in Uvalde to try to give more information. Once that begins, we'll carry it on CCO. It has not started. It's already about 15 minutes late. If the press conference is not started, we're going to bring on a guest to help us out on school resource officers. How effective are they? I think it's a very valid question. It would seem that it would be helpful. Does it live up to that? We'll talk about that in moments on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.